Strickland with Common Sense Revisited. Thank you for joining us today. We're really happy to have you. And we have a great show planned, and we're really excited. I can't tell you, folks, how much I look forward to this all week long. I look forward to these 2 hours. So I'm very excited to be here. I'm really excited to have you on the show. I want to start out by giving you the phone number for call-ins. We're going to do some call-ins in a little bit. 800-313-9443. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to have the first 20 minutes or so. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Common Sense Revisited, which is the theme of this show, the name of this show. And then we're going to take some questions for the rest of this hour. And then the second hour, we're going to have Congressman let me put it this way. We hope he's a congressman, but he's a congressional candidate for U.S. Congress, Dr. Michael Basofsky from South Carolina. Really excited to have him on. I've talked to him briefly. I know a little bit about him, but you'll be learning more about him along with me in the second hour of the show, and we're going to take call-ins while we're talking to Dr. Basofsky as well in the second hour. So stay with us. It's going to be a great show. I wanted to tell you a little bit about me. I didn't do that last week. Last week was my first show. I was so excited I forgot to tell you anything about me at all. And we got into the debate or the interview with Adam Kokesh, who is a congressional candidate from New Mexico. If you haven't heard that show, I'd suggest you go to the website and hear it. It was a great interview. What a guy. Phenomenal candidate. I think he's got a good shot of winning a congressional seat in New Mexico. So anyway, I just want to tell you a little bit about why I'm doing this show, who I am. I think it might help. I've been in the financial services industry, folks, for 35 years. I started out as a financial advisor in Chicago in 1974 in Chicago area. I've been in this field forever. I currently run a company called Randall Marketing Group, my partner and I train financial advisors all over the country. Our group does about $150 million a year in sales of investment products, securities and insurance products. And it's growing fast. So it's a company that I love. I understand the financial services industry very well and investments very well. That's my background. For about 10 years, I was in the syndication industry, starting in San Diego in 1977. I was a general partner in about 23 limited partnerships. We invested in real estate, oil and gas, and in the last 5 years, I focused on research and development partnerships. Basically, I used those partnership vehicles to fund young companies, startup companies. And it was a great business, folks. But one of the things I learned that I wanted to share with you that I think is pertinent to the topic and the theme of these shows and this station is that everywhere I went when I was in the tax shelter industry, I saw this incredible amount of waste of energy and time and resources going into dealing with the income tax. I had about 1,000 investors over that time period, in that 10-year period, and I saw each of those individual investors wasting valuable time and resources on their part not only preparing their tax return, but preparing a whole strategy so they could reduce their taxes. I worked with accountants and attorneys, armies of accountants and attorneys, who spent all of their time and their resources and their energy working on avoiding taxes and reducing taxes. And I kept thinking to myself during this 10 years, how can this country survive with all this incredible waste of intelligence and creativity and energy and resources and time of intelligent, successful people going into dealing with the income tax? And it's just such an unbelievable waste. And that's what started me on the path to learning more about this country, the income tax, and everything else. And we'll pick up there when we come back from this break. Thanks for staying with us. We're going to have a great show today. Don't go away, and we'll see you in just a couple minutes. Thank you.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming again. Thanks for being here today. I'm really excited to be here again. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited. Thanks for joining us today. As I was saying before the break, I spent 36 years in the financial services industry seeing the enormous waste of resources and time and energy going into dealing with the income tax. I became an advocate for getting rid of the income tax in the 80s and ended up supporting the national retail sales tax. Before you say anything, I realize that was a mistake, but I was in the learning mode at that point. I went to Washington, D.C. and worked with congressmen and tried to educate them on getting rid of the income tax and the benefits it would have. Eventually, I heard a speech by Ron Paul talking about how we didn't need the income tax at all, and I met Harry Brown and talked to him about it, and those guys started to convert me to the idea that we really don't need a national retail sales tax. And I continued my learning process, started a constitutional study course here in our county here in Iowa, which led to a lot of education of the people in the county, and it also led to a victory for Ron Paul here. It was one of the only counties, if not the only county in the country, where Ron Paul actually won our county. And that was because a group of us decided to educate our neighbors and friends and family. And we won a very clear, large majority here over Huckabee, who was second, and all the other candidates on the Republican Party in our county. So you can win. We can win with education. And I realized and was inspired by the education that I was going through. And what it did was it led me writing a book called Restoring the Heart of America in 2002, where I talked about how returning to the principles of bottom-up government, which our founders believed in, could solve all of our problems in this country. And I ran for governor of Iowa in 2002. And then I got the inspiration to start working on Common Sense Revisited. I kind of put that on the shelf again until I saw Ron Paul at the Republican debates. And I saw what he was going through and how he was maligned by the other candidates for speaking truth to power and treated disrespectfully by the master of ceremonies. But man, I just thought, what guts, what incredible fortitude, intestinal fortitude this man has to do it. And then I decided I was going to go ahead and write Common Sense Revisited, which has been endorsed on the feature page of the Campaign for Liberty ever since I published it. And that book, Common Sense Revisited, can be read online for free at commonsenserevisited.com. But it basically lays out, as Thomas Paine did, the case for individual sovereignty in the world. And it's a natural state where we have the indigenous power, and the surrogates that we create, like governments and corporations and these things, are our surrogates. And our founders understood this, and they clearly declared who has indigenous power and who has surrogate power in the Declaration of Independence, when they said that we have the right to create this government, and if any time we want, we're not happy with it, we have the right to alter or abolish it and start a new one. It's a very clear statement and understanding of who has the power. And my mission in life at this point is to help you, help your friends and relatives and community members and family members understand the difference between surrogate power and indigenous power. Because once you understand, once people understand that they have that power, and that there is only one entity on this planet that has indigenous power, and that's the individual, and all these surrogates are to be our servants, whether it's a corporation or a union or government or whatever. Once we understand that, and we get enough people to understand that we have the power, then we can declare our independence just like our founders did. And once we do that, we can take this country back, and we can get rid of all this nonsense that's going on. So that's my little rant for today. I want to talk about some recent events, and then we can take some questions if anybody wants to call in. Again, that number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. One thing I wanted to talk about was Ron Paul's bill to audit the Fed. If there's anything, if you ever had time to take and to help the passage of a bill and get it through, if your congressman has not signed on yet, you want him to sign. Now, I haven't looked lately, in other words, today, but as of yesterday when I checked, I think we were up to about 223, somewhere to 225 co-sponsors on Ron Paul's bill. So that's a majority. So that's great. The only problem is, as far as I know, Barney Frank is still holding it up and in committee. And so that's where our pressure needs to go now. It needs to be directed to Representative Barney Frank of Connecticut, and get him, use your email, your phones, get everybody you know, your email list, to just put unbearable, relentless pressure on him to get this bill out so we can get it passed. Because I believe that auditing the Fed and the press that is going to create, and the transparency that's going to create, is going to help educate enough Americans that we can turn this thing and create what I call a paradigm shift to freedom. So let's do that. Let's work on that. I think it's really, really important that we support Ron Paul in this effort. I saw that Dennis Kucinich finally signed on. Our congressman here, Dave Loebsack, finally signed on this week, and we just put relentless pressure on him. So please work on that. There couldn't be anything more important. In the book, Common Sense Revisited, there's a section, the monetary system to support indigenous power, where I give a nice 2 or 3 page explanation of the situation with some of the powerful quotes from Adams and Jefferson and others in the Federal Reserve System themselves. And I think that it's a good starting explanation if you want to show somebody that doesn't understand what the heck is going on with the Federal Reserve. Just this 2 or 3 pages will blow their mind and give them good credible sources for understanding what a scam this whole thing is. And of course, you know, the classic book, the Creature from Jekyll Island, Second Look at the Federal Reserve. Nothing could be better than that for explaining the whole story. I also want to mention to you, if you have not read Richard Mayberry's Uncle Eric series, you've got to read that and get that to everybody you know. You may have heard of the most famous book in his series is Whatever Happened to Penny Candy. Awesome, awesome book. And in fact, all the financial advisors that we have around the country, we encourage our financial advisors not only to read that book, to give it to their clients, so their clients can begin to understand the financial tsunami that's about to come because of the inflation that's coming from the printing of all these trillions of dollars out of thin air. So anyway, Richard Mayberry's series, and I'll give you their website as well. It's bluestockingpress.com, bluestockingpress.com. What I recommend for starting, and this is what we have to do, we have to take on this mission to educate everyone that we know about the Freedom Principles, is have them read Common Sense Revisited, which they can read online for free at commonsenserevisited.com. And then the next thing, have them read the Richard Mayberry series from the beginning, all those books. And there's books in there on World War I and World War II, which will absolutely blow people's mind about how we should have never gotten involved in either one of those wars. So anyway, please do that. The other recent item that, or item in the news right now that I wanted to mention is an article I saw about Florida and how in the foster homes, the government homes for young children, they are now having a serious problem with the government using drugs to drug these kids just to be able to handle them, using very powerful drugs, psychoactive drugs on these kids, young kids. And it's become quite a controversy down there. Now, you know, if it's going on there, it's probably going on in other states in the country, possibly states all over the country. And we have to put a stop to this. You know, it's so easy to use drugs to handle people in the schools, and it's happening in the public schools as well. There's also a section in Common Sense Revisited about drugs and drug abuse, and there is no one in the country, anywhere that I know of, that despises the use of drugs and discourages the use of drugs more than I do. I do not think people should use drugs. I think that it steals, you become a slave to those drugs. You lose your indigenous power. You lose all the gifts that you've been given by your creator to use and develop as a human being. You become a slave to these drugs. You become dependent on this substance. So drug abuse is a horrible, horrible thing. But what's happened in our country is drug abuse has been made worse by getting the government involved. We now have, I have a quote here from Judge James Gray, author of Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It. And he makes it so clear in his book that the drug war has failed. And here's a man who's been on the bench fighting the drug war from the bench, and he's realized that he doesn't have the ability, and our justice system and our law enforcement system doesn't have the ability to fight the war on drugs. The war on drugs has to be fought in the families and the communities all over this country from the bottom up. That's the only way it can be fought. Because what we've done now is we have made the drug war a very lucrative business for the federal government. His quote is, "The war on drugs isn't winnable, but it's fundable. It's not only the Drug Enforcement Administration's nearly $20 billion annual budget, but government agencies of every kind receive extra funding for drug enforcement." I talked to one of my friends who's a policeman in Lansing, Illinois. He said that, and he has a brother who's on the state police, and he has friends who are in police forces on all levels of government. And he's told me that it's infected every level of of law enforcement, because now law enforcement agencies can fund their agencies because of search and seizures. It's a terrible problem. Again, the number for call-ins, let's take some call-ins in the next segment. We got a break here, but it's 800-313-9443. Let's take some calls in the next segment. Again, 800-313-9443. Thank you very much. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Common Sense Revisited. Again, thank you for being on the show today. Again, let me give you that call-in number, 800-313-9443. We're having a general discussion here, some of the current events that are coming up. We talked about Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill and what's going on with that. Then we just got into the drug issue a little bit. I want to finish up with that, and I want to talk to you a little bit about foreign relations. But just to finish up on drugs, one of the things that I studied when I wrote Common Sense Revisited and the section on drug abuse was what happened during Prohibition 1. And I did quite a bit of research on this, and it was really amazing the similarities. In fact, it's eerie how similar Prohibition 1 impacted our country to what I call Prohibition 2, which is the current war on drugs, federal war on drugs. But here's the kind of a summing up of what happened during Prohibition 1. First of all, it turned millions of otherwise law-abiding citizens into criminals, put families on welfare by arresting breadwinners, made the illegal business of selling and transporting alcohol very profitable, encouraged gangsters to arm themselves to defend their turf, led to almost universal corruption of law enforcement professionals, breeding disdain for law enforcement among the public, created much more powerful crime syndicates, resulted in an overcrowding of the judicial system, jails, and prisons, and actually, finally, and most important, actually increased the use of alcohol each year of prohibition. And there's a lot of controversy about that, but all the studies that I saw, I felt were pretty solid in terms of that one point. And that's the point I want to make today. Again, those of us who want to get rid of the federal prohibition on drugs do not favor more drug usage by any means at all. But the federal war on drugs, as everything the government does, is counterproductive. It is actually creating more drug use. It is creating more powerful crime families. It is corrupting the law enforcement of all levels. This is a crucial issue, and it's close to home for me, and I think it probably is for you. There's probably nobody listening to this show that doesn't have somebody in their family that has been involved with substance abuse in some way, shape, or form, and that it's, you know, had disastrous effects on their life. And for me, it was one of my children. And, you know, it just broke our heart for years. It's over now. But I want to tell you how it got over. This is a personal thing with me, and I wanted to share with you all. And I mentioned this in Common Sense Revisited. We actually went to a program called Rational Recovery with our daughter, and it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. They actually believe in individual responsibility, and this program is extremely effective, much more effective than programs where you actually become addicted to the group, the recovery group, as much as you are addicted to the substance. This Rational Recovery, which you can look up online, rationalrecovery.com, if any of you know anyone that needs help, is so much more sensible, so much more in tune with our founding principles of individual responsibility and freedom than anything else I've ever seen. And that was the turnaround for, you know, our family on this issue, was going to a Rational Recovery seminar. So I wanted to share that on a personal note with everyone today, because it had such a powerful impact on our lives. But, you know, the first step, I think, is eliminating the federal involvement in this issue and letting people take care of it on the local level, families and communities, without law enforcement involved. Hey, look, think about it this way. How many more people would tell their parents and other adults that they would want to look to for help about their drug problem if it wasn't against the law? It's just, again, it comes down to common sense. What we're doing with a war on drugs at the federal level makes no common sense at all. It's just really destroying our country. It's destroying our judicial system, and it's corrupting our law enforcement at all levels. So I've made my point there. If anybody has any comments that they'd like to make on this or any other issue, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Now I want to switch, and we're going to be having a break here in just a minute or so, but I want to switch to foreign relations, which is another issue that we cover in Common Sense Revisited, and that is to how do we get to a foreign relations policy and a foreign relations platform in this country that makes common sense. And all you have to do if you want to see the most common sense filled statement on foreign relations is read George Washington's farewell address on what our relationship should be as America, as a free country based on freedom principles with other nations. It is so powerful. I've read excerpts before, but I just read almost the whole speech a few days ago, and it is in Richard Mayberry's book, and it is so, so powerful. Our founders understood that if we are going to maintain our freedom as a nation, we needed to stay out of foreign entanglements, because once you get involved as an ally of another nation, what happens is you become the enemy of their enemies. And that is something that powerful people in government really want, that because there's nothing like a war to increase the size of government. We'll start on that in just a minute when we get back from the break. Thanks a lot. We'll see you in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check,
and no government 4473 forms to fill out.
Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com.
ktordnance.com.
Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially at times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Common Sense Revisited. So glad you're with us today. If you just checked into the show, let me give you our call-in number. We'd love to have your call-ins. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. So please call in. We'd love to have, if you have any questions or comments you'd like to make, there's anything else you'd like to talk about other than what I'm talking about right now, which so far has been drugs, foreign relations. We've talked a little bit about the Ron Paul bill to audit the Fed and the monetary system, and now we're just moving into foreign relations. I had some things I wanted to say there about our founders and the brilliance of their philosophy for our country. They felt that for a nation to remain free, we needed to stay out of entanglements. Because once we got entangled with alliances with other nations, that would lead to war. And, you know, Europe, what they just felt was a hotbed of wars, and they wanted to keep us out of there. They did not want us to be isolationists. Now, you will hear people who espouse this philosophy called isolationists. Of course, that's how they tried to label Ron Paul in the last campaign. Ron Paul is not an isolationist. Neither am I, and neither were the founders. The founders believed that we needed to be fully engaged in commerce and trade with other nations, but they understood that that's different than the government getting involved and creating alliances with other nations. And so they were very down on that. What they wanted was a policy of neutrality, government neutrality, where the government, just like the Swiss, where you stay neutral. You don't get involved in alliances. You don't get involved in things like NATO and the UN and all the different North American treaty organization, the Pan-Asian treaty organizations that we have, and all these other organizations that we have. Because once we get involved in those things, we become involved in the entanglements of those nations as well. And we have the opportunity to not do that. But unfortunately, we've been moving in that direction for quite some time now. Richard Mayberry in his series talks about how this all started during the Spanish-American War. I didn't know that we were responsible for wiping out hundreds of thousands of people in the Philippines. But it's true. We actually did that. This is not something that's taught in our, you know, in our history books. It was just much like some of the genocide we committed against the Native American Indians in this country. So, you know, these kinds of things, this whole idea with a manifest destiny and all these things, they're just so foreign to the concept, the pure concept of individual freedom that our founders really based our country on. We need to get back to that. There is absolutely no reason why we couldn't at this point move toward a policy of neutrality, not isolationism, neutrality, where we just got out of all the countries that we're in right now with all our forces. We have forces, armed forces in over 145 countries throughout the world. Bring them all back, defend our country with those forces. We probably could reduce our forces somewhat as well, but we maintain a strong defense, a defense that's so strong nobody would ever want to attack us. But a lot of that, though, is if you look at the Swiss model, they've done a phenomenal job of preventing any attack by having all of their citizens armed, not only armed, but also highly trained with those arms. And that is the purpose, one of the two purposes of the Second Amendment. One purpose of the Second Amendment was to keep the people armed and dangerous so nobody would ever even consider invading us. The other was to keep the people armed and dangerous so our own government wouldn't become too oppressive and overreaching in its power. And so that's why, you know, we have the Second Amendment. It's very, very important that we protect that Second Amendment. Personally, when I look back at what happened last year, I believe it was, when the Supreme Court had that decision about the Washington, D.C. Policies, and it was a 5-4 decision that the Second Amendment was an individual right, I was astonished that there were four justices on that Supreme Court that didn't see it that way. We, the people, should have started immediate impeachment process on those four justices. Any justice, Supreme Court justice, that doesn't understand what the Second Amendment is should be impeached. And this is the kind of thing, when we start to realize who has the power in this country and what indigenous power is that we have because of our relationship with our Creator, we can start to take control again of this government. We should impeach judges who don't understand and follow the Constitution, pure and simple. And those four judges should clearly be impeached. And that's the kind of thing that we need to do. My recommendation is that you get everybody you know to go to commonsenserevisited.com first. Have them read it for free online if they want to. What most of the people do who go to our website is after they've read it, they then order 25, 50, up to even 150 copies. Actually, we had two orders last week for 500 copies each from people who are doing the tea parties around the country to give out copies of Common Sense Revisited to the people around. By the way, you can buy copies of Common Sense Revisited for $1 a piece if you buy 150 or more. In fact, if you're going to do 500 copies or more, give us a call and we'll get them for you even for less than that. We want this knowledge out there. That's why we make it free online, so people can read it free online if they want to. So anyway, read that first and then read the Richard Mayberry series and get everybody you can to do that. What we need to do, we had some callers last week. I want to mention this because I've been thinking about it all week. Somebody called in and said, well, we can't turn this country around. There's no way we can create what I call a paradigm shift to freedom because there's too many people on the government dole. There's too many people working for government. There's too many people that want their Social Security. There's too many people that don't care, just want to watch TV and drink beer, and they got their pickup truck or whatever, and you know they're happy and they don't care. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a minute. I believe that within every individual there's a flame for freedom, burning for liberty, and within each human heart. And now that flame may be burning brighter in some than in others, but that flame can be fanned. And we can fan that flame in our friends and our neighbors and our community and our community. And we can do that by the knowledge of our founders. And that's what I try to put and encapsulate in Common Sense Revisited. We can do that by getting this knowledge, having them read these things, telling the truth about what's going on with our government, and inspiring them to get involved and to learn more. Now, here's the other point about the pessimists. And I don't blame them for being pessimistic. I really don't, because I can see where they're coming from. I've had thoughts, like others have, about, you know, going to another country. But that's not going to work. If the power elite in this world take over the United States of America, it'll take them about a year to roll up the rest of the country. So we've got to fight here for freedom and liberty in a peaceful, loving way for our freedom. Thank God we have a Constitution, Declaration of Independence, written contracts between the people and the government in this country, because we can force them to be enforced. We can force the surrogates, the people that run our surrogates, our governments at all levels, to honor the constitutions and the bylaws and the charters under which they are supposed to be operating. And that is the answer, to get people enlivened, get people inspired, get people knowledgeable, and get enough people focus. So here's my point that I wanted to make about the number of people we need. There's a principle in physics where they talk about this, where, like, if you take the light, the photons in a light, and all a laser is 1% of the photons of light in an area to line up together in a coherent direction. When that happens, the other 99% fall into place and become coherent as well. When that happens, it becomes a laser light, thousands of times more powerful than the regular diffuse light when all those photons were going whatever direction they wanted to go. So in other words, all you really, really need is about 1% or 2% of the population to be very coherent about the freedom principles and start working together in a harmonious way. And that will create all the other people will start to fall into place. I really believe that. I don't think we need, 50 million people to agree with us. We need 5 million, probably, somewhere around that, to really believe in the principles that we believe in, the freedom principles, and start acting in accord with each other in a harmonious way. And we can turn this country around. We can create what I call a paradigm shift to liberty in this country just by getting everybody lined up and working together in a coherent manner and understanding the freedom principles. Now, I want to give you some information that I've read about what happened in our country during the Revolutionary War. From what I understand, from my reading, there was approximately 5% of the population was actually involved in the war effort. Of the other 95%, about a third of those were supportive of the war, about a third were actually against the war, and about a third really didn't care. They were ambivalent. So it was really a very small portion of the people in the colonies that revolted and made the revolution against the King of England possible and successful. And everyone benefited, of course, but it wasn't everyone. So we don't have to worry that we have a small numbers right now, because we can make those numbers grow, because these are natural laws that we're talking about here. And it's universal principles. Everyone, like I said, has this flame for liberty. Everyone wants to be free. Freedom and love, and to me, are two sides of the same coin. One really wants to have more love in their life. They want to have more freedom in their life. If you love somebody, you want them to be more free. So this is something that's essential to our human being. It's essential to our laws of nature that we have. I want to read you a quote by Jefferson that I have in Common Sense Revisited. It's actually probably one of my three favorite quotes in the whole in the whole book, and it kind of says where the founders, it kind of lays out exactly where the founders were at and what their perspective was. This is a great quote. It was made by Thomas Jefferson to the Georgetown Republicans in 1809, and this was after his two terms of president were over. And this, he was asked a question about, you know, how they accomplished everything that they accomplished in his life with the, you know, with the Declaration of Independence and the founding of our country as it is now. And here's his quote: "The principles on which we engaged, of which the charter of our independence is the record, were sanctioned by the laws of our being, and we but obeyed them in pursuing undeviatingly the course they called for." That's an amazing quote. The charter of our independence is the record, were sanctioned by the laws of our being. Well, what does that mean? In a nutshell, what that means is that we are created with free will, that we all have what I call a soul purpose. We all have some purpose in life. We all have the ability to develop ourselves fully as human beings and in what our founders called happiness. They mentioned happiness a couple of times in the Declaration of Independence. What happiness was to the founders, I believe, is having the opportunity to develop your full potential as a human being. Well, what the founders understood is that any society where people have the ability to develop their potential as a human being, their full potential, is a society that has the most freedom. In other words, you really can't develop your free will in a society that's tightly controlled, oppressive, and a tyranny, like, for example, Soviet Russia, or Communist China, or North Korea, or East Germany after World War II. Look at the difference between the East Germans and the West Germans in terms of their quality of life and their ability to use their full potential as human beings. So freedom is essential. It's essential for our growth and evolution as human beings. And that's just something that people know in their heart, but they're confused about these principles because of our educational system and our media. And it's up to you, it's everybody listening to this show right now, to get your friends and your family and everyone you know educated. So there's a lot of good books out there. I think Common Sense Revisited is one of them. It can be read in less than 2 hours. A lot of people are sending in testimonials saying this book is doing just what Common Sense did in 1776. And if you don't know that story, let me just briefly recount it. In January of 1776, the Continental Congress was sitting there debating whether or not to declare independence from England while George Washington was in Boston fighting the British. Of course, Concord and Lexington had already happened. The war was engaged, and our Continental Congress was sitting there debating whether or not to declare independence. In fact, Jefferson, Franklin, and Adams were afraid to take an official vote for independence at that time because they knew they'd lose. In fact, they did take an unofficial poll, and they found in that unofficial poll that it was about 75% for getting back with England. This was in January of 1776. So what happened, though, at that same time is, well, of course, Franklin, Adams, and Jefferson realized they needed to delay the vote and keep working on people. But what happened at that time was Thomas Paine came out with his version of Common Sense in late January, and he printed up 50,000 copies. Those 50,000 copies were snapped up within 2 weeks and spread around the colonies. He printed up another 50,000 copies, and those were printed. Within a month, 100,000 copies had been sold. Now, keep in mind, there was only 2.5 to 3 million people in the whole country at that time. So it had amazing, amazing success as far as getting out to the people and popularity. They expect that there were about 500,000 copies sold in a country of 2.5 to 3 million people. And by March, General Washington knew that something was happening. He knew that things were changing. In fact, he read, this is a quote from General Washington. By late March, he wrote this to his friends: "By private letters which I have lately received from Virginia, I find common sense is working a powerful change there in the minds of many men." So Adams and Washington and Jefferson and Franklin knew that common sense was changing things, and common sense actually did create a paradigm shift in the United States of America in those colonies, in those 13 colonies, in that period of time from January to July. And it allowed the forces of freedom for freedom and liberty in the Continental Congress to have a vote on July 2nd for independence, which was a unanimous vote for independence. New York abstained. The other 12 colonies voted for it unanimously. And on July 4th, they signed the Declaration of Independence. Incredible, incredible story. And that's what we need to do, folks, create that paradigm shift. Now, we're going to break here. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes, and we're going to wrap up this hour. Don't go away, because you absolutely have to hear the good doctor we have from South Carolina who's running for Congress. So don't go away. I'll be back in a couple minutes. Thank you.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. Really appreciate you sticking with us today. And just want to remind you again to stay with us for the next hour. We have Dr. Vasovsky from South Carolina, who's running for U.S. Congress down there, incredible candidate that I want you to meet and be able to ask questions to. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we'd love to have your questions during that interview. I want to finish up the show today, the first hour of the show today, with a couple of quotes about, before I do that, Jan in California had a question. So let's take Jan in California. Jan, go ahead.
I was just curious regarding your statement that 5% of the 2 to 3 million participated and that the expansion of the 100,000 copies of Thomas Paine's Common Sense,
right,
you know, contributed to that. I was just wondering what the literacy rate was in the original 13 colonies, because that would kind of allow someone to gauge the actual...
Well, yeah. From what I've read, one of the best sources, I think, on the literacy rate is Alexis de Tocqueville's Democracy in America. And he was astonished by the literacy rate. It was quite high. I can't remember the exact number that he estimated, but it was very high, something like 80-90%.
And really?
Which was astonishing to him. He was literally astonished, because in Europe it wasn't anywhere near that high.
Yeah, that led me to my next question. I was wondering what the contrast was with England.
Oh yeah, France and England were much, much lower than the colonies. There was a very unique situation in our colonies at that time. It was a high literacy rate. People were actually very well read. If you read Thomas Paine, if you read the original Common Sense, the language that they used, the language that Jefferson used, that Franklin used, that Adams used, that Washington used, was a highly sophisticated use and depth of vocabulary, everything. I mean, it was they were highly literate people and highly educated. They understood history.
Recognize that. I was curious to know. I understand that our founding fathers were extraordinary men, and I was just curious to know about the remainder of the population at the time. So,
but let me put it this way: obviously, much better position and much higher literacy rate than the rest of the world.
Yeah, that's truly amazing. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And stay with us, Jan, because we're going to have some good stuff.
Absolutely. That lends a lot more clarity to potential.
To what happened. Let me just finish this hour with this great quote from Tocqueville, which I really like that book. I don't know if you've read it, but it's phenomenal. And this gets back to foreign relations, which I didn't really finish up my points. But here's a quote from Tocqueville that I just thought was astonishing. He says, "Hence it is chiefly in war that nations desire and frequently need to increase the powers of the central government. All men of military genius are fond of centralization, which increases their strength, and all men of centralizing genius are fond of war, which compels nations to combine all their powers in the hands of the government. Thus, the democratic tendency that leads men unceasingly to multiply the privileges of the state and to circumscribe the rights of private persons is much more rapid in those that are exposed to frequent wars than among others." Thank you very much for joining us today. Come back in just a few minutes. We're going to have a great, great guest, Dr. Michael Lisofsky from South Carolina. Thank you very much.
With recent international flights.